All right. Well, Cindy, you're going to be announcing the winners and chatting about how everything went. So I'll let you get started. You want to start us in prayer?
Yes, yes. Oh, yes. Okay. Let me do this and then I will definitely start.
You finish what you're doing and I'll start in prayer. Okay.
Okay. No, I'm good. I'm good now.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you so much for today. I want to thank you for the new beginnings that you gave us coming into 2020 as a new year, a new decade. And Lord, I just praise you for the mighty things that you have been able to do in and through so many that have been a part of this challenge. Lord, I know this is just the beginning. And I know that you are smiling upon this room full of amazing women today. And Lord, I just pray that you will just flood them with your pleasure, Lord, and just flood them with the hope and expectancy of what lies ahead. Because I hear you saying, Lord, that the dreams that have been on their heart are underway. They're underway. They are here. You're living it. Oh, Lord, I just thank you that you are here in our midst. And I just thank you for giving the strength to each of the precious participants this time. I pray that, Lord, you just bless the works of their hand. I know you've got your hand upon them. And Lord, I pray you bless their families. I pray you bless their finances. I pray you bless their influence. I just pray that you just chase them down with the fullness of what it is about to be your daughter. Pleasing and delightful in your sight. Lord, I just thank you. Lord, as we celebrate, I pray that no one feels less than anyone else because of things that have been done, but instead that they're inspired to keep on keeping on. And Lord, they know they're part of community. They're part of those who are going to be a part of their lives and helping them reach for their calling and step into and step up to their call. Lord, I thank you. I thank you again for community. I thank you for those that didn't even participate, who maybe didn't do it this round, but Lord, help them to also feel help them not to have an unease either, but instead to make a determined effort to know, hey, this works when you do it with others, and to be a part of the future challenges and the future things we have coming up. Lord, I just pray you bless all of those things. I pray you bless Felice. I pray you bless each and every speaker that joined us. And Lord, I just thank you for everything. And without any further ado, be with us today. For it's in Jesus' name I pray, amen. Yeah. So, you guys, how in the world are you guys doing? And did I just leave? No, I didn't. Okay, I don't know what I'm doing here. How are you guys doing? What did I just do? I keep doing crazy stuff with myself here. Okay. All right. I somehow hid myself. I have no idea.
Let me look here. Hold on.
Okay. Got it. Got it. Got it. Got it. Okay. I don't know why. Maybe I don't have all the stuff I can do before.
Okay. So we see you. So.
Okay. I don't think I'm allowed to do things this time. Hey, this is ending today, Felicia. You don't have to do this all this time from now on. I just appreciate you so much. Okay. Without any further ado, I'm trying to record too. So anyway, there we go. Now I think I got some power, right?
Yep. I made you co-host.
Okay. There we go. There we go. Okay. Here we go. All right. So, anyway, you guys, I am so thrilled about what we are what we have done this month. This is one month into the new year. And I just want to, first of all, ask you guys to hop on. Give me one minute or maybe two. I'll go for three. But I want you to hop on and tell us, first of all, your name. Of course, we can see your name, but just give us your name. Give us your the project you're most proud you took care of this month and how that's going to affect your business and anything that you really say is, hey, my big takeaway, okay? I know it's a lot to ask you, but again, your name, the project you're most proud of doing this month, and your biggest takeaway from the challenge. Okay. Who's hopping in?
I'll go ahead since I'm already live. And
Yeah.
So as you guys know, I was trying to get the conference going and everything. And so I was feeling really bad until our wonderful community of people reminded me that I was working on the conference and that counts. So yay. I know. And I mean, like you said, Cindy, community is so important, you know? And so that was just a reminder to me that I didn't drop the ball. And then I stepped out and I am going to do a 31-day podcast challenge in March. So it is soon, but I knew that if I put it off or did it in 6 months, plus about four people who have emailed me that are thinking about podcasting. So I have that challenge set up and I will put that in the chat and then you guys will get an email at some point. But and then Cindy, if your challenge is ready whenever, you just let me know and I will put it through as a reminder too to all the attendees. But we had a fabulous conference. People that were coming that I was a little bit concerned about also, one of the ladies came up to me and she's a graphic artist, but I was thinking, gosh, why did she come? And she did. And she came running up to me and she goes, I know why I'm here. And she had heard Cindy right off the bat. And she goes, I know why God brought me here. And so while we may not have, you know, may have thought, well, it's a communicators conference and it's great to be a graphic artist and to be here. But she just, you know, was blown away by what God was doing. And the rest of the weekend when I saw her, she was just so joyful. And that's really, you know, amazing. I mean, our panel discussion was amazing. So I can't wait to see the video, Cindy. I haven't seen it yet. I'm supposed to get it sometime today. But yeah, wow. I mean, so thank you for your inspiration. Because I never, when you're trying to explain, I didn't even know what a challenge was a month ago. Right?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. That's good. Well, and you know what, Felice? I love it because not only did you do you should have gave yourself some extra points because you've now got a set from Ultimate Christian Communicators.
Right.
You've got a set from the challenge.
Right.
I've got a set from the challenge. Yay, me. This is that thing of iron sharpening iron. You pulled me out. I pulled you out. We did that thing that you do when two are gathered together and the Lord is with us, you know, so I love it. Congrats.
And that's the other thing. Cindy has a gift and everybody say amen, but Cindy amen. Has a gift of encouragement. She just does. I mean, that is her gifting. She just knows. I mean, she's got the gorgeous Southern accent to go with it, but she just does, you know? And so you just think like, you know, my gosh, I took this tiny little baby step, but to her, it's like the best thing since sliced bread, you know? So I just want to thank you for that, Cindy.
Thank you, Lucia. I just read Lucia's thing. Thank you, Felice. Thank you. And you know what? It's the small steps and the big steps. All of them are the big step. They all are. You know, I don't think anything that Jesus did in his life that was insignificant, you know, nothing, but it was all the big stuff. And, you know, and for any one person, it's the big stuff, too. I love it. Okay, everybody, yay, please.
Myself, let someone else talk now.
Okay, who's next? Come on down.
I think my biggest takeaway was the fact that I didn't know how much I could accomplish once I had focus. Because I've always been busy, and I get a lot done, but it wasn't the most efficient way possible. And, you know, throughout this month, I mean, I've met some amazing, amazing women, most of whom are on this webinar right now. And just to link arms and be able to cheer each other on, I mean, this was the best parts of being women together. Mm. And that was so lovely. And, you know, I've said before that women's ministry is my heartbeat. And this was just exactly why I love us all together so much. And so it was amazing to me, like, what could get accomplished with just a little bbit more focus. And it's been a crazy, crazy month. And this weekend culminated into so much revelation and tenderness and fellowship and just inspiration. It was awesome. And it was worth every minute. It was awesome. And I Felice, I thank you so much for putting in all the work. That was great.
That is awesome. Okay, next.
I'll go next. For me, a big part of it was completing that, what was it, challenge 10 with the email list. Because it's been on my list to update that and finally get a freebie going out and trying, you know, to build my list more. That's been on my list to do for a year. But it's like, not today, not today, not today. And I knew the first time I went through the challenge book and saw that as a challenge, I was like, doggone it, that's going to happen this month. And I'm still having some technical difficulties. I had to go to the static instead of a pop-up because, I don't know, no pop-ups want to work on my blog right now. But it got done. I created the freebie. It's up there. Hopefully now I can get some new subscribers.
Wow.
And that's, I completed three challenges, but that's the one that's the big one for me because that one has been on my list for over a year. And I just, you know, it kept getting shoved to the side. And there were times during this month that I kind of got discouraged because I spent so much time babysitting my foster grandchildren that I kept feeling like I was missing out on work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'd see people, oh, I accomplished all this today. And I'm like, I babysat for 8 hours. I'm exhausted. But it's true. I babysat this morning. I just woke up from a nap. I had to take the one-year-old to feeding therapy at the hospital today. Really showed me that because of what I do for a living, I get to be flexible. And I get to pour into these foster babies and to support my son and daughter-in-law. And I wouldn't do that if I had a real job, you know, with real hours and all that. And I still got all my work done. But there were days I didn't think I'd get anything done. And then I'd get on Facebook and I'd be chatting with some of you guys and boom, okay, let's work a little longer. Let's work a little harder. Or maybe today nothing is going to get done, but we've got tomorrow. And I appreciated having that tribe to push me when I needed it and to encourage y'all when y'all needed it. I'm just sad I had to miss you guys in Tampa because I'm right down the road. But I'm down in Bradenton. And I could have literally driven up, but we had our our church does a volunteer U every week, every February. And like 2/3 of the church comes out to be trained to volunteer in ministry and to sign up for new ministries. And as a leader, that's not optional to miss. But I'm glad you guys had a great time this weekend.
That is awesome. Well, and I just want to shout out to you, Cindy. That one thing I'm really excited about hearing with what you just said, I want to bring back out that, you know, with Mary and Martha, and that just kind of came to my mind, with Mary and Martha in the Bible, the story there was Martha was doing a lot of great ministry things, and they were good things, and they were serving the people there. They were, and it could be servant leadership, but it moved into a different space at one point. And I think it's because she forgot the most important thing. That's what the Bible says.
Mm-hmm.
And I just have to shout out to you. You know, you towed it out. You finished. You finished. And you were a finisher, even with doing the most important things. And so what that says to me, here's two things. You have overcome one of your biggest obstacles. And you, it's gone. It is not going to hold you back ever again. Isn't that great?
It is.
Goodbye lies of the devil. You know, goodbye trouble. Goodbye obstacles that we feel like keep us from where we're supposed to be in our calling. Hello, Cindy, you are the example of pressing toward the mark, grasping on to all Christ had to give you. And I just want to say, I'm so proud of you. I mean, in a good pride way. That's a good pride way. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yep.
And we have to just say, hey, she didn't just do it. She did it well. You finished well. So I just want to just go, wow, you're so awesome. So anyway, yay, Cindy, everybody. Okay, anybody else? Come on, jump in. I'm so proud of y'all.
Okay, I started out with working towards my VA stuff. And Felice turned me totally around, and Michael says, I haven't seen you jump out of bed for a long time.
Wow.
The podcast ordeal that I have started online with the stories has just changed everything. And honestly, I have put all of our dreams on hold because of Milton over the years. And when Felice was talking during her podcasting deal, it totally changed. You know, I thought maybe it was a reality I could do. And honestly, the height of everything was when I got an email this morning and a whole family was saved because of putting those podcasts out there just in the past 2 weeks. And that was the boost I needed.
Wow. I love it. Well, you know what I love here, Orilla? I saw your daily post, and I also know you're in numbers. I'm just going to tell you, I've already seen all, I know so many things about you guys today. Good stuff. But Orilla, you press beyond the things that daily could hold anybody back. There are people that would never do, I don't even know if they would get up and get themselves dressed every day, much less accomplish. And you're such a good, good wife and such a good, good mother, such a great, I mean, amazing friend and mentor. And then you serve on top of that to those you minister to and those that you work with. I just want to say that this is your moment to just rise up and just be, I feel like God smiles on that. And I want for you to know that you are not held bondage to any of those things that have ever held you back. In fact, you are a true picture of a victor. You press beyond and no longer, I mean, I'm just thinking about, you know, at the beginning, you said something I remember saying to you, and it probably was hard, but I remember you saying something about that people, you try to tell people what you do, you know, that they need to be aware if they're going to hire you as a virtual assistant of the things that are kind of your obstacles. And I said, no, no, they need to know what you do and do well. And the reason I say that is because, okay, you just kind of crushed it here. And when I say crush it, there ain't nothing left. It's annihilated. Girl, I'm so excited to see what you accomplished. Think about it. And you still stuck to your main thing. You stuck to the main thing. So, girl, everybody, let's just say woo for Orilla.
I want to jump in here. In the meantime, while she was working on the challenge, she's still working for me. So, I mean, she did not miss a beat. You know, she did get a little break with her website down for a few days. But I'm sure you were still listening and preparing stuff in the background. So, Orilla, you, and I agree with Cindy, too. You knocked it out of the ballpark.
So, oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Okay, girlies, come on down.
I have kind of a totally different take out of all of this because I am still so far behind.
Mm.
I'm still kind of at the beginning part, but I've listened in on a few of these Monday afternoon chats and a couple of the evening ones as well. And we have been in just a very tough place with an adopted son. I don't know if I can do this without crying.
We'll cry with you.
I have been in such a place of depression. Mm. And listening to these podcasts, or not podcasts, to these sessions, I can say today that some of the stuff that you guys have spoken, I am in a free place today. Mm. I am no longer... Satan has nothing on me anymore. I will not let him steal my joy. And I also, one of those sessions we talked about turning these hard things, the anxiety that was, I can't remember her name, and just really seeing that God is going to use this. This has not been all for nothing. And even though we don't even see the light at the end of the tunnel yet, I know that God is working, and I know that he is going to bring this all around for his glory. And that is so exciting. And he is working on some of the other things that I've, you know, that I've had on my plate before that. But mine hasn't been business at all, really, a breakthrough through this with you guys, the listening. It's been totally on a spiritual level that God has broken through in our family. So thank you so much, guys. I don't, you know, like I said, it was just totally, I think, different than from what everybody else has experienced. And I haven't even hardly been on Facebook. We've just kind of been in a really hard place, but I've made it a point to jump in and listen to you guys as often as I could since I started. So thank you.
Ooh, Kelly, you know what? I thank you. Do make sure you go over to the login that I had for putting your information in, because I think some have thought, well, I didn't do enough of blah, blah, blah. And I just want to say, you are enough. And what, you know, I kind of look at this, you know, the last 6 years, everything has been underground for me, you know, and I'll start crying now. But it's been underground, and yet if I look at my whole life, the totality of everything, the last six has been a refining fire. And I believe that's that point. And you know that we cannot underestimate. I mean, you should probably get the most points, because probably this refiner's fire you've been under has been your thing that is forging in you the character, the discipline, and the message that I believe you're going to have for the long haul. Those are moments that it's easy to get disappointed in ourselves. Do you know what I'm saying? And to feel like, oh my goodness, I'm not matching up. I'm not getting anything done. Everybody's running ahead of me. Everybody, let me just tell you how God does this. He's just so beautiful. He literally, and Lucia knows the passage. I should have her turn on her camera and tell us this. There's the passage, Lucia, that he's going to not sit you back in line. And Kelly, I just want you to know, you're not being put back to the back of the line. When you are ready to move forward, first of all, this is a lot of stuff that we've already shared with you. Plus, you've got a whole community here that when you can move forward, you've got the friendships, the names to call, the people to say, hey, I need a little help with this. I know you guys did this. You can remember this with us, you see? And if not, you can say, hey, who was doing that? Who was doing this? And we're on a journey together. We're not leaving anybody behind. No one's behind. I laugh because my son is in the Army. I really don't laugh because he's in the Army, but what really blows me away is that with him being in the Army, one of the things that they say is no soldier left behind. And that's wounded, you know, whatever. No one's left behind. And I feel like that you, it sounds like you've been under attack. I'm feeling in my spirit that there's been an attack there. And you've done really what was needed. You've done the thing that cannot be taken away from you either. And you've done this beautifully. You know, I love that you came, you kept showing up, you kept being here. And I can't imagine how hard that is when you see people going, woohoo, guess what I did? I get that. It's hard. That to me says you have got the most amazing character to be sitting present in the room and just say, I'm going to get what God has for me in this. And let me just say this. This is not over. I have some surprises for everybody in a little bit. But this is not over. This is not, you know, this is not the final challenge for, by all means. This is just the beginning. And I love that you've been a part of this, Kelly. This is beautiful. And especially, I think that also gives you a whole room, a whole team of people now that now know what your need is, and they can undergird you in prayer. And then when you have a need, hey, whatever it is, if it's spiritual, mental, or even putting things into action, we're here for you. And you have got sisters in Christ that are right here at just positioned right around you to do whatever is needed. And you know what? You're not going to come back to the back of the line. You're going to rush so far ahead, and you're going to be spot on. The timing is going to be perfect. The message is going to be solid. And you know what I see? I see a lot of ministers that are in ministry, or people who are in business, and they leave their families behind. and you don't do that. You're faithful. And you know what? That is a character quality that really is hard to forge. It can be forged, but I think that commitment there, not being allured away from what's most important, is huge. So I just want to shout out. I mean, I think you got the biggest reward, that's just my take. I just love you, and I'm so glad you've been here. But yeah, don't miss putting your information in for me, because you'll see why in a minute. So.
And Kelly, I wanted to share too that, you know, like only the enemy thinks you're behind. We don't think you're behind. You know, it wasn't a competition in that, you know, looking at, because, you know, as I told Cindy when we started this, you know, I didn't even understand what a challenge was. Okay, Felice, let me explain the dummy version. I'm still not getting it. But you only have so much sometimes, you know, I call it bandwidth in your brain. You know, we're like computers and there's just not enough in there. So you work in your perfect timing, and the enemy is going to rob you of your peace. Like, we had the most amazing conference. I got to meet so many of you beautiful ladies. And it was so funny, like, one of the people I was talking to, like, she, and I was like, so what's your name? I've been seeing her here for like six sessions. It was Julie. And the poor thing like held up her name tag and goes, Julie. And then finally it hit me why she looked familiar. Okay. But, you know, we just all struggle, but today I was getting overcome by all of the negative things that happened. People getting stuck in airports and, you know, having to redo the schedule. And Cindy, you don't know this, but like one of my talks got deleted from the schedule. So I'm like going, wait a minute, where's my other talk? You know, here I am hosting this thing and one of my own talks gets taken off, but it's all okay. You know, I can record it later. It'll be fine. But the point is that the enemy only wanted to remind me of all the negative things, the negative, when so many amazing things happen, so many praise reports, so many people, you know, saying, oh my gosh, you know, I just came out of Cindy's talk and she is on fire. And she was, you know, and just so many things. We're going to have clips that we're going to put out for free of the different sessions, because I want you guys to see some of what she had to say in action, you know. And so anyway, it was all I could think of was negative when I just had to rebuke it, you know. So when you start thinking that negativity, go to Ephesians and put on that armor, right? Just put on that armor of God and just do it that way, and just start with the armor of Christ, because we forget.
Yes, yes. And that's so good. Thank you, Felice. That's so good. Okay. anybody next? Come on. What we're doing, in case you just come in the room, I'll tell who you are, tell what you are most proud of accomplishing, and the thing that the Lord has really taught you through this. Okay?
Hello.
Hey, Lisa.
Hey, I missed you guys this weekend. I do live here in the Tampa Bay area. I had to work until 6 Friday night. Actually, I had to work past 6. I was like 11 o'clock, and I'm still getting calls, panic calls from drivers who were going, the entire turbo just ruptured on my truck and my oil is pouring out. I'm going, where are you? I wasn't even on call. I'm still answering the cell phone at 11 o'clock. Anyways. I started like Kelly did after everybody else, because I had a lot of work stuff. I'm operations supervisor for a trucking company from home. But I've made as many of the sessions as I've been able to clear in my schedule throughout the day. But one of the things that I'm tooting my own horn, Cindy, because I found something. I found something. I was going through all my stuff. I found my freebies. Remember all my freebies that I used to give? I found them. I was like, there's a stack of them like this thick. And I'm going to print it out. And I was like, oh, God, do I have to recreate them? And I actually found the files. So, woohoo, found that. And I've actually, Julie gave me an idea. Is she back in here? She gave me an idea. I had compiled and completed all of the science workbooks to be an entire year study. And she was like, well, we liked the one that you did that was just the one for the football. And I went, oh, wait, one. I can break them all down. Totally has been easy to do that. That is the one thing I'm working on right now. And I'm pulling them out and putting them into single files and stuff. So that's what I've been working on. So, but I'm glad to hear you guys had awesome time on Friday and Saturday. I'm happy. Oh, and by the way, Felice, spot on. God was telling me that this morning. This is like, I woke up and it's like, I don't know why you're jumping up like this. You are not in a race. None of the stuff you are doing is in a race. It is in my time. My time when I say it happens. And I went,
ooh. Amen. Amen, Lisa. And also, I was like so sad you were in Tampa. I had to drive 2 hours south to get there. And Cindy came all the way from Tennessee. Oh my gosh, you know. But, you know, one of the things that if you had been at one of my talks, it took me, this was my latest book, 5 years. So it's not like it was my first book and I didn't know how to do it, or it was the last book I just published. It took me 5 years from when I heard the Lord's voice to do it to actually getting it out there. And so one of the things I said in my talk was, it wasn't a surprise to the Lord. To me, I'm like, oh my gosh, it took me 5 years to obey you, Lord. He knew he had to tell me that long ago to get me to do it when he wanted it done. And so we underestimate, you know, and we think talk about laughing. You think you're in control. You know, what's that little joke, you know, tell God your plans, you know, and see what happens, you know, it just, we can, and we should, and we will, but also know it's within his perfect timing.
Exactly.
Okay. Yes. And Lisa, I just want to say, you're another one that came in as we were progressing with the challenge, and again, I have to take my hat off, because I think that there can be such an illusion of we're behind. And again, this is not about behind. I mean, I'm looking at people who came in and, you know, you guys, you brought it. You brought it in the whole, everything that you did. You know, your support of other people also is priceless. And you know, especially of me, I can't tell you what it's like. I feel like I've gone home, if that means something to some of you. You know, the lies that the enemy kept telling me are null and void. They're exposed as lies. And you're one of those people, Lisa. And I thank you. You were there praying for me through thick and thin. And I knew you were there. You'll never, ever know what those moments meant to me, because it was just such a devastating season of my life. And me thinking, have I lost everything that meant anything to me? And realizing that the enemy just does not have that kind of power is priceless. But you're the reason I knew that. You're one of the reasons. So I love you. And
made me cry.
Well, you make me cry all the time. It's time to pay back. I'm just kidding. Kidding. Between you and Kelly, I don't know about this. I shouldn't have put on makeup. I'm just kidding. But no, seriously, I've got some surprises that I think you guys are going to love coming up. And I just thank you. I just want to thank you so much for being a part of this. And, you know, it's again, I mean, I'm working full time too. I get it. And of course I was glad I wasn't working in with having anything to do with that weather the other night. I mean, it was yucky. And I didn't know till we were coming back when Lucia and Danny told me that there were tornado watches. I was like, this is awful windy out here. And this is, you know, when I think this is kind of like it used to be with tornadoes. And I was just so happy to be talking smack. We had the ultimate ride down. It was road trip, me and Lucia and our guys. And I was like, she and I were in the back seat. And that's all I can say. It was heaven. It was just heaven. So the only thing missing was all of you. But, you know, I just want to say thank you, Lisa. You mean a lot. And I know the sacrifices you do for your family and your business, and those things are not little. And I am so stinking glad to see you find your freebies. You got some things to do, girlfriend. Okay. So anyway, next, come on down. Okay. Shall I call on people?
Well, I could go, I guess. I'm sitting here in a hotel room in Tampa. I was supposed to go home on Sunday, but the snow in Chicago kept me here a couple extra days. You can see I'm super sad about that, right? I'm sad about missing my family. I really was very sad about not getting to be back with my family, but not sad that I got to go to the beach today. So, this weekend and this challenge has been just really a powerful experience for me. I had felt in December that, that I needed to make some, sort of make an analysis and assessment of how things had gone last year. And the Lord had already put on my heart that some things that I needed to do. And the challenge provided a framework for that and an accountability and gave me some solid action steps. But what I wasn't counting on was just all of the, there was so much fabulous teaching and just all of the pouring in of all of you and just what the Lord spoke to me through all of the speakers, everybody, and through the other people in the group, just the encouragement and the wisdom and the just spurring on, and iron sharpens iron, as you had shared, and just helped bring new focus to my business and to the direction that I'm taking. And at the conference, I gained a wider vision. And I just love all of the things that that I heard and what you had been sharing a lot, Cindy, just of having, not putting a lid on it and not being afraid to be successful, to go for it. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of been a wrestling match, like, well, the balance between other responsibilities and what God has put on my heart and the vision for the message that is my life and my passion, and how the Lord works that out, balancing that with family, but to not hold back and to really be organized about it, be productive, managing time well, but pushing forward and just what will the Lord do? Just giving it all to Him and not being stressed out or trying to steer the ship, because I tend to get like all bogged down in all of the little what I have to do. These are all the things that that I'm supposed to do, that the world would say that you're supposed to do, to market, to develop, to do all these things. And I just felt like, no, you don't need to do all the things. You just need to give it to God and let Him do all the things. And there've been a few little things that have happened just over the few days with my family at home, and where I'm going to have to be giving a lot of time to my kids, and I do have a little granddaughter, and helping with that. And I told my daughter, I said, there are things that I have to do. People are expecting me, they're paying me to do. But if I put my priorities in the right place, the Lord will give me what I need to meet those challenges and get it all done and just let it flow through me to get it done. So I'm excited. I'm really thrilled. And I am just so grateful for all of the hard work that everybody's put into this. It just has been just beyond phenomenal. So just thank you. Big thank you.
Oh, yes.
You know, Julie, I have loved, and especially, I guess, and I don't want to talk about what nobody else could necessarily be a part of, but the other day, I think our last minutes at the conference were some of my most favorite moments I've had probably this whole year. And I just want you to know that, because I love seeing that. Everybody's going to be surprised when we talk about all the things that are coming up and with everybody. And I'm just so excited about all of that. But to me, what I saw was God bringing everything into convergence for you. And that is so exciting to me, you know, because you've got such a beautiful story and you have been literally in the fire and you've come forth as pure gold. You are priceless. You are so priceless. Your message, if I think of any message I've heard that this whole year, I believe your message is probably one of the most we need and most needed that we have right now, because so many people coming into this, even my fiance, he's got a story similar to yours. And the things that God does through you or through him, that's pretty amazing. But it's a beautiful picture of him redeeming anything and everything, him restoring. And when he restores, you're his prize. I mean, I see how these guys and gals do with their prize vehicles. You know what I'm saying? You are so much more valuable, so much more amazing. And I can just see God going, look at here. Doesn't she shine? You know, doesn't she? Look at this one. This is my sweet, sweet Julie. And she is just so precious, so amazing. And I'm just so excited. I'm so blessed to know you. And thank you for that. It's a gift. And I'm looking forward, because I'm telling you, I didn't think about you once or twice. I thought about you a whole lot coming home. And I didn't sit in a workshop of yours. I watched your life. And I can only imagine if I got to sit and take notes from what you put together. Do you see what I'm saying? And so I'm just so excited. And I believe you got answers for me and some things I'm struggling with that I believe from the bottom of my heart. You know, some of us struggle maybe with the knowledge of how do we move forward, or how do we strategize and get this thing going. And some may struggle with their message and hearing God on some of that and getting it nailed down, or maybe getting through a struggle and to a point where it becomes a message. But then some of us may have those. I mean, I've got those things down, but I have grappled with my health for a few years now, and especially this past year. And to me, the fact that you bring all of that into one business ministry, girl, you've got a message for the world. And so I'm just excited. And everybody, you watch this girl. Just watch her. If you need some help, you need to connect with her, because just tell them what you do. Because I mean, I think that they may or may not have known. This is one of the reasons that we followed everybody, you guys. And so this is something you can even do today. I should probably give y'all a bonus something, but anyway, tell them what you do.
Okay. So one of the things that I shared that, the Lord really impressed on me, that is sort of a new vision and a core of my message, is that I have a passion for God's creation as plants. And the reason for that is because, you know, I mean, my business is Julie Naturally, and I am a master herbalist, and, you know, I do have training in aromatherapy and all that, and I've used a lot of natural stuff to teach my kids and stuff. And I've used that for my own health and that, but the reason is goes back to childhood. And my story includes a lot of rejection from the time I was very small through most of my life, to be honest. And my solace, my refuge, my sanctuary was the woods. It was the trees. It was It was the flowers. It was like, that was where God met me. That was where, that was where I connected with Christ. And so it's no wonder that as I became to adulthood that I would want to know all there was to know about these weeds and leaves and things that were like my friends growing up. And, and so that's why I pursued that. And that was where I did find some physical healing. I would say probably about 80%, 80 to 90% healing in my fibromyalgia from plants. And so I bring that into Julie Naturally. And, I know a lot of my stuff says, like, you know, Christian unschooler, but natural healing is natural learning is part of that. But the greater message is, is seeing Christ in his creation and connecting creation connections, I guess you would say. And Michelle had said to me that was how I would be able to reach all those granola people who are hard to reach, because tree hugging granola people who are hard to reach with the message of Christ. And but I could reach them.
And I'm surprised, as Cindy would say, because Julie pitched me a podcast idea. We finally, at the very end, got to sit. And then I looked up from breakfast with my husband and he said, "Oh, if you want to go sit with Julie for a few minutes, go ahead." And so we got to chat a little bit at breakfast on the day we were leaving. So it was so great to finally connect with you, Julie. And you weren't in the room when I said, and Julie was so sweet because I looked at you and I'm thinking, I know her, but, and I said, "So what is your name?" And you like held up your name tag. Please. You've been looking at me for like the last 5 weeks, but yeah.
It's all right. You've had a lot of
stuff going on.
I understand.
Oh gosh. It was great though. It was great meeting you.
Mm-hmm. Likewise.
I love it. I love it. Julie, we're just starting.
I appreciate you so much.
Love you. Yours. Oh, so now that we've been mushy, y'all, next. Julie, I just adore you. And by the way, I'm just thinking, like, even with that, if y'all don't mind, pop your links into the chat. So in case someone that's in here doesn't just have it readily, they can connect with you. So, I mean, that's a good thing too. Okay. Who has not caught us up yet? Yeah. Okay. Julie, the other Julie.
Hey everyone. Hi. This has been challenging in many different areas of my life. And just like Julie, speaking from a place of most of the decisions that were choices and about the challenges that I had to make had to be from a position of emotional situations that have happened in the past. I did put a link somewhere on the Facebook page, but I have lost both a child and a husband to cancer over a period of 12 years. So I have had a Caring Bridge blog for years and years and years, but I have another blog, which I used to be a curriculum reviewer for the Old School House magazine. And that's where I started really, really blogging about products and family and stuff. And so I reawakened that a little bit. Because on Caring Bridge, you can't really share some of the stuff that you want to share, because my first husband's family reads that. So I don't do that much anymore. But it's given me direction for a blog post. I mean, even just this morning at dropping off my youngest at his school bus pickup, I was, it was another word I wrote on a piece of paper in my car that I will write a blog post about. And I was listening to political news at the same time. Great. I grew up in Zimbabwe, Africa. So have an extremely different view of most Americans on politics. Basically, you're all very blessed to live here. And we were under the same president for 27 years. So you have a lot more freedom here than the people in places like Zimbabwe and South Africa do, and other most African countries. But by the by, it's... my challenge to myself was to put some more order into not just the, I mean, the blog came as an afterthought to revamp that. That was like the very bottom of the list initially. And eventually it was like, well, I just need to put a new picture on there, do a new post, refresh myself, which I did. And then started writing down rooms in my house that need to be decluttered. So that would, originally was my original, and make a list of what needs to be decluttered in each room. And I mean, I say that I haven't decluttered anything. I just wrote the list, which is a start. I mean, it's a beginning. I did, when I lived in Indiana, lose a home in a tornado. And when I went through the room with the insurance agent afterwards, through the house, I had to just try and think of what was in each room. If y'all don't know, when you have a house, you really should have a list somewhere of what's in each room, what's in each cabinet, what's in each drawer. So when you have to make an insurance claim on your whole house, you can get all your money back. Because if you forget what's in there. And so that's kind of what I needed to do. I need to do with all the boxes that are from my past. Yes, but as I speak now, I'm tearing up because it's hard to talk about. I usually do this in a grief group, but your past is your past, and when people say get over it and move on, no, don't ever use that terminology with me, because it's, as Cindy knows from, she's going to be marrying a widower, you don't tell somebody to move on, because they're actually just moving in a different direction. And if I had known that my life was going to be such a mess, full of so much grief, I would never have moved from Africa, where it was so ordered. Believe it or not, a third world country was so ordered compared to the first world. I would never have moved. But I would never have grown as the person I am today before I remarried my husband, who's also a widower. We discussed about what I'd gone through and how much it had changed my character, because I don't know, Cindy and Felice knew me before my husband died, or actually right after Brendan was diagnosed with cancer was when I first started watching Cindy's videos and clips and joined the groups. But I'm such a different person. So paranoid, I hate to say it, so panic stricken, and have so much control over my children. And I'm just speaking from the heart here. It may have nothing to do with what we just did, but as a parent of kids who've lost both their brother and their dad, I didn't want anything else to go wrong. And then I go remarry and move 500 miles away from everybody they know. Dumb, right? But I believe in the heart of hearts that God knew about this already. And those are the steps, or the building stones from the past are building on what we have today. And we have, my husband and I, as we've been married, we have discovered when we were dating, it was great. You know, you didn't look at all the everyday stuff because we were living so far apart. And now you live with each other and you share each other's kids and all the responsibilities. It's totally different. Not what we expected, but we are married and that's it. We have to go from here and whatever. And I'm discovering the passions of wanting to help people who've lost their children, even just a listening ear, people who've lost their husband.
Yeah.
And I haven't quite yet spoken to leadership, but I will move in that direction on introducing a step family or a widow helping group. I don't know how. There's already one for parents of children who have passed away. There's already one in our church. So, but that is just given me direction. I haven't shared everything with my husband here yet, but I will. So I will. But I have to go through boxes that all my first husband's things and decide all over again what's the most important things to keep and others to take pictures of and keep the memory of them, but not necessarily the actual item. So that's my challenge in a nutshell. I've done the direction. I've got the direction on which to go. And a lot of times in my blended family, I'm still, as I shared with Cindy and Arilla, I'm still living with Joey's first wife's belongings in a matter of ways. And a lot of things that should not be here any longer, but they're still here. So I'm looking forward to one day moving into a new home, hopefully this year. And that's me.
We love you, Julie. We love you. We're praying for you.
Thank you.
Yes. And Julie, I totally get it. And you guys, now you can act surprised. And my spring break is when I get married. And so you guys get to hear it first.
What?
Yes. And so, but I get it. You know, we've gone through the dating, and the reason it's been a little bit longer is some of the adjustment. We both want a super, uber happy marriage. And I know how challenging it is to do it again. I mean, first of all, there were years that God had to get a hold of me long before he would even torture Charles with me. I'm just kidding. I think he and I both feel very, very blessed. And it's tough. It's tough blending. And I wish I had anything to say to help you, except I could pray. And I know you are praying for me. I know you have been one of my cheerleaders. I'm so thankful I have your number in my text, you know, so I can text you and share things. And, you know, I hope that together we'll have some answers for those in the future that go through whether it's the dating, the losses, all of that. I feel like that's something that we probably are going to have to do together. I felt that for a while. I didn't tell you. And so, but it, you know, I just think that there's some really amazing things that are needed out there, and they're needed from a really sold out to the Lord, spirit-filled perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And so get ready, girl. I don't think.
Well, there's a grieving that you can do that doesn't involve following what the Lord wants you to do. I mean, in Indiana, I was in a group that was especially geared for the children, to allow the children to grieve. And I've never seen anything like that anywhere else in the United States. Then the parents would get to talk about their losses, but it wasn't a Christian group.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could talk about your God and you could talk about your faith, and no one was allowed to challenge you. So I did, mm-hmm. but there was a couple in there that their daughter was killed in a drunk driving accident, and they had her everything exactly as it was the day she died. And they still had it that way 10 years later. And I could sense that their loss wasn't, they did not want to move on. I said it. They did not want to move on. They did not want to use their experience or allow their experience to help other people.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to stay there. And I didn't stay there. I mean, the hardest thing for me to do was to sign up to not be a widow anymore, because heck, I took my children away from everything that they were familiar with. But I mean, I moved 7,000 miles across an ocean to be a nanny. So 500 miles.
Got this.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to mute myself again.
Oh, Julie, I love it. And just to say this too, you know, I really think that's so valuable. And I'll be honest with you, mine was a different because I did have a divorce, and it was a different kind of death because it meant death to a lot of things, but it also meant resurrection to a lot of things, just different in glory, if that makes sense, because the relationship, I believe, is resurrected into a totally glory. I mean, God gets all glory. All the stuff that's lost, I just still laugh. I just laugh because it didn't really mean anything to me. In the big scheme of things, I always said my greatest treasures, and I got to test this one in the fire. It was those I love, the people I love. The hardest thing I think that I had to really forgive again and again and again was taking away the ministry, because it was what happened to my websites being hacked by my own passwords that were trusted in a relationship. And it's taking out all of the things that he knew meant the most to me. And, you know, that takes a lot of forgiveness. And I'm just have to say that you guys are part of God bringing that back into restoration. And as Lucia says, setting me way beyond where I would have been if I'd have just been in the same place. I think I'd have been stuck in I don't know. It just is so different, thank God. And being there with Felice this weekend, Felice has walked through that with me too. And
she's 100 times better, if that's even possible.
Oh,
if that's even possible. Cindy is you're at a new level. I mean, I am hiring Cindy to coach with me because, you know, she she's been out of it for a while and I haven't stopped. And so there would be no podcast network on my part without Cindy. There would have been not even the first podcast a long time ago, Cindy, without you. There would be no expo without you. And God is going to not only restore, but I'm going to speak it, girl, 100-fold what you have given people. And the other thing too, Julie, I want to share with you that I'm Italian, so in Italian families, you do not get divorced, but my father left my mother when I was born, and my mother remarried this amazing man who he had to ask my mother to go out on a date in front of her sisters, and so he said, well, I want to ask you something, and she goes, well, my sisters are here, so whatever you have to ask me, you need to ask me in front of them, and he said, okay, I want to take you to lunch, and I'll take all of you to lunch. So they were like, well, if you don't marry him, we will, but... my dad died 3 years ago, and I have two stepbrothers who didn't even find out that they were my stepbrothers until I think I was getting married. So, I mean, you don't talk about these things in Italian families, right? And so my dad adopted me as soon as he married my mother, and he lived with me instead of his real sons when my mother died. Mm-hmm. So he moved in with us, and having an a 75-year-old Italian male in your home. I mean, we'd have family meetings and he'd sit right down because he was part of the family. So he had to say, you know, what he liked or didn't like about how his parents, I got in trouble. I'm probably, act surprised, y'all. I say that all the time now.
Seriously.
I think it's so hilarious she says that. But, I'm kind of like a windmill tilter, but I just want to say, Julie, that you know, it just, at first it was a very difficult thing because I was a very spoiled 5-year-old. But I wrote a book about my testimony and my dad was front and center. So I am sure that your boys are being blessed by their, you know, their new dad, which I know doesn't replace the old dad because my situation was different. I never knew my dad and I never cared to. But it just, you know, if when there's love and your kids see that, you know, then that's all that matters.
Yeah.
And so I was so happy, you know, to see the wedding pictures and to kind of be there virtually with you,
uh-huh.
And, you know, so just know that.
Yeah, I agree.
There's a lot that comes after the wedding.
I know. Oh, I know. My grandmother lived with us, and so my dad said, "No, you can't make little Filigetta her, you know, I don't like that." So my grandmother would get up and make me something new. I was like, spoiled? Oh, a little bit. And my father said, "No, you're not going to do that." And so my grandmother picked me up and she goes, "Well, then we're going to bed." And I'm like, going, "Wait a minute, where's the food?" You know, I was like, so like, or if I had to go to bed early, she'd go to bed early with me. So, I mean, it was like, I can't even imagine the nightmare it was to be my parents and having a very stubborn grandmother who was still trying to baby and coddle me and to deal with that. So, I mean, every situation has, and the enemy, you know, doesn't want to, you know, be happy for family. So just know, you know, that God is in the midst and he's going to be there. And what a blessing that you guys found each other. So just remembering that point.
Yeah, pray for my husband.
Okay, you will.
With all my ideas, he might not take them all too well.
Yeah,
but
we'll pray.
Yeah, and hopefully if we know the date soon enough, if we have one next year, I can come help with worship. My pleasure.
They're already saying, they're already planning it, so I guess we're doing it.
Just show up.
It's going to be a different date in February, though, but it would be probably close. So I got to check with Cindy's schedule. I'll let you know.
You got me. Oh, thank you, Julie. Thank you. And you know what? I just want to say big shout out for you, because you did come in even with you know, that's why I had that last challenge in there, because your number one, your next step may not be a website or a this or a that or a this or a that. I love that you did the thing that was most needed. And so I'm so proud of you. Okay, you guys, next. Ooh, I just love you. This is so much fun. Okay. Am I stuck here?
No. Okay. I'll share.
Yes, you share.
I missed like maybe the first couple weeks of this challenge, and I was like a lot of you. I just felt like I had come in behind the eight ball and I wasn't going to get anything done. And I looked around my house. I didn't have any place to even sit down and work. And I thought, the way my mind works, before I can even think about a challenge, I got to find a quiet place to even work. And so I started with my office where I work, and I got it cleaned, and it made me feel so good that I had to go home and clean out a space where I could work, because when there's clutter and chaos all around me, I can't think. Some people it doesn't bother, but I like to have quiet and just time where I can hear God, and I've not always been like that. As I've got older, I treasure the quiet moments with him. And so for me, my biggest takeaway was getting our office at home cleaned up where I could have a space.
And it's pretty.
Thank you. You know, God just wants us to be accountable with what he gives us and be good stewards of it. No matter if it's a big space or a little space, he just wants us to take care of it. And so I felt like that was a huge challenge that I overcame at the beginning of the year. And from that, and thanks to Cindy's encouragement and just connecting with some of the ladies in this group, God just helped me get the ball going again and get me refocused on where I was going, on some of the projects that I said, well, I'll get to those one day. Well, I'm going to do that this year, but I would never schedule time to do that. And so this challenge has helped me refocus, get my dreams back on track, get my vision back on track. And more than that, just the association with the ladies in this group and attending the conference, we are all on the same page with the same heartbeat, going after what God has for us to do. And it's just so awesome to be with a group of ladies that have a vision. that we can come together and share our dreams and share our goals and what we want to do and not be laughed at and not be put down and not say, oh, that won't ever work. Because you can only hear that for so long before you just want to quit and give up. And so y'all are my people. I've never been able to say that, but I am so thankful for every one of you. Even though I don't really know you that well, you have blessed my heart in such a way that you will probably never know. And I'm just so thankful that Felice and Cindy, that you did this and you reached out to me and you encouraged me to step back up and do what God has called me to do. So thank you for that.
Oh my gosh, I was so wonderful to finally meet you. I think I hugged you so tight. I was like, oh my gosh, look at who's here.
Just meet everybody.
I know. It was so, and your husband looked like he was, I talked to him. I actually talked to Charles too, different times. And they seemed like they were enjoying themselves as much. And y'all, if you have not heard her podcast, she has the most wonderful voice that just ministers to me. And I don't know what's going on with my phone, but I have it does connect to my car, but my car's a little bit older. So every once in a while, sporadically, Lucia's playing on my radio in between my praise and worship song. And I'm going, okay, thank you, Lord. So I guess I need to, because I do follow your podcast, obviously, but I guess I needed to hear this, you know, and I just love her voice. And my daughter, who is, how old is Christina? 38, I guess now. I can't believe I have a daughter that old. No, 37. She'll be 38 this year. But she loves Lucia's podcast. I don't think she listens to mine as much as she does to yours, Lucia. Oh. Truth be known. But she just loves it. And you just, you know, I mean, she's got all these little ones. And so just think of all the people that you minister to, you know, from your home with your words and your love and your encouragement. And I remember Cindy before I even knew you, but she would always talk about having to get her Lucia fixed. Do you remember talking about that? Like,
where's the regular?
Who is this Lucia? And you were like, you know, yeah, I just need to see her and hug her. Cause it, you know, God puts friends in your life. And I just think like this community, you know, because, I mean, think about it, Cindy, how many, if you had added up the obstacles, I mean, we spoke and before this went out and we were like, this, there's just too much going on. This is not, and I was just telling Cindy, because I don't ever, even if I think we're going to do something, I don't ever stress it or worry. Like even all the stuff going on at the conference. I mean, one of my speakers got in at 2:30 in the morning and got stranded. And I mean, Julie stranded. I just messaged her and go, are you still in Tampa, girl? You know, she got to the airport and then her plane, you know, was not there. Anyway, I just don't let it bother me. So when Cindy was telling me, I'm like, we're not doing it, Cindy. Do not worry. Do not stress it. It's okay. It's not in God's timing. And the next thing I know, and she's like, well, let me just see what I can put together. And I go, just let's make it simple. And I said, don't, because you've just got so much going on with Christmas and everything else. And the next thing I know, not only is it done, but she's got, you know, she ended up getting it all together. And look at how amazing, Cindy. So it was really the enemy who was putting up these blocks. And he continues to do that in all our lives.
Yes.
You know? I mean, I was getting sick second to the last day there and I'm like taking all my, everything I can, cause I can't be sneezing and coughing. And every time I got into the venue, like everything just dried up, you know? And then when I was going back to the hotel, I felt miserable again. So mm-hmm. It was just like, you know, God was protecting that time when I needed to be present for everyone. And I know that, you know, we can go through the list and there's, you know, 243 things that happen in everybody's life every second. Mm-hmm. And so praise God, Lucia. I can't even imagine, you know, and I know it took a long time to get your podcast up. You know, because of Lucia, we no longer sign podcast applications until we're ready to start.
That was a long...
But it doesn't matter because I kept nagging you and you know, finally it was God's timing, you know, mm-hmm. he knew.
Well, yeah. I don't know if you knew, but during that time, my mother got sick and she passed away, and there was just a lot of mm-hmm. things with my family out west. And, and to be honest with you,
I just think, who am I that God would use me in such a way to help other women or other people? And I just don't realize the gift that's on the inside of me.
Yeah.
And how much it helps people until somebody tells me, you know, what you said just blessed me, because it has become such a way of life with me. This is how I live, that I guess sometimes I just take it for granted that not everybody is like me. You know, I think they are, but in reality, they're not. Mm-hmm. And they don't know that the power that is available to us if we'll just stand on the word of God and believe it. So thank you for being patient with me and so understanding with me, Felice.
I love you, and it was worth the wait. I mean, Cindy told me how amazing you were, you know, and she's your biggest cheerleader, and now I am too. So, mm-hmm. and you've been consistent, you know, and I know it's hard. I mean, I have not podcasted on two of my podcasts on that network since January because of the conference. Yeah. And I had to give myself some grace to do that. But the one that I do, and I've made the time for, is the one that I know, you know, my college kids listen to, and a couple of people in town. So even if 5 people listen to your show, you know what I mean? And you touch those lives, what a blessing.
Yes.
No, and there's a lot more than that. But. Yeah.
Well, I'm just excited to be a part of it and be a part of what God is doing.
Yes.
With you and Cindy.
Yes. No, we're a team. Yes. How she puts up with me, I don't know. She's so much more organized than me.
You know, can I just say one thing to Julie real quick, please?
Sure, absolutely.
You know, Julie, my first husband passed away unexpectedly. And of the 2 years that we were married, we may have spent 6 months together because we were both in the military at different installations. And, you know, I had a construction business and a logging business and an ex-wife and a mother-in-law and a whole range of things that I had to deal with at 30 years old and had no idea how to do it. And I had a godly man come alongside me and help me. And he told me, all of this is stuff, and you don't have to hang on to any of it. You have the memory, and that is what you hang on to. And all the stuff is extra baggage. And where you're going, you don't need to take that extra baggage, and it's okay to let it go. And I kind of felt guilty because this was my life. But I just went to God and I said, God, how do I do this? And he said, you have a future and you can't look back and go forward. And mm-hmm. if you keep hanging on to this stuff, then you will not go forward. You will internalize everything and look inward, and that's grief, you know? And so I was like you, I packed what I kept in a Ryder U-Haul truck and moved from Boise, Idaho to North Alabama, almost 2,500 miles away from my family. And then I wondered what in the world I had done, but God is faithful, you know, and I just want to give you permission that it's okay to let go of those things, because you are going to go forward. And you will be victorious, and you will fulfill the call of God that he has put on your life. And it'll be amazing.
So good. Actually, Lucia was the sweet friend who got the joyous privilege of helping me pack up my 3,500 square foot and house. And my apartment was already in the house too, and put all of that together and say goodbye to my 30 years. And I appreciate that because I remember her coming in there and saying, Cindy, I'm going to give you 10 minutes. I'm going to go get a snack and use the potty and I'll be back and you need to be done with this. And that was like all kinds of stuff. you're done with your bedroom now and walk away. It's all done. And I appreciate that friend at the time where I didn't know how to get up and run, much less. I didn't even know how to get up and walk forward, that she literally took my feet and said, step now, step now, step now. And I think that it's, if I hadn't had that long before the relationship, and God has a different package for all of this, you know, like for Charles and I know, and those that have walked through our relationship, know we've done a lot of what you guys have been doing in your marriage. We did it before the marriage, and it's not an easy place. I mean, I think blending, and a lot of it was at a, we just had different considerations. Everybody always does. And so, I thank you for that, Lucia. That's a beautiful word I'm grasping on today also. So thank you.
Yeah.
You always do this. Lucia, I want to tell you, watching you come on later and knowing your numbers, all I can say is so much for the great big fat lie of I'm late.
Yeah.
I remember a certain phone call during the middle of this, you guys, and Miss Lucia had got nothing done, and that is so not like Major Mom.
Right.
Right. It made me pack up 3,500 square feet in four stinking days in 1 month. You know, I'm talking about really, and half that we were praising the Lord. We weren't even packing. I don't know how that got done. But, girl, all I can tell you, you are so powerful. And you've seen nothing. God is about to do some things that he's been wanting to do all his life with you. And I know I've told you, but you are the voice that I've been able to say, Cindy, come on, get up and get going again. Cindy, stir that joy up. Cindy, you can do this. Come on, how can we make this easy? Can we get a plan? Even this morning, you guys, I actually got covers for our book from guess who? Lucia, you made covers for your books that you didn't even have yet. So like if you want to use it again, or if you want a pretty cover for your book, hello, it's going to come your way. And then, oh, I'm almost there. I can't tell it yet. The next thing. But Lucia has been busy helping us with some of our next steps that some of you are going to go, wow. Because it's because of her. I sat there going, I don't feel a peace. This is the end. And I know we stick to our word, but I don't feel a peace. I don't, it's not over. And Lucia, God spoke through her so well. And then he spoke to me apart from that and gave me the next steps. It's just God puts us in relationship with those who can journey with us. And there is nothing small about spiritual mothering, mentoring, ministry. There's nothing small. Nothing small about it. We need each other. We need community. We need places. It takes some of that pressure off those poor guys that we're in relationships with. Come on. I mean, you know, I tell you what, our guys were able to probably relax a little bit knowing we were in the back seat doing our yak yak. You know what I mean? And we dreamed.
They had a good time in the front.
I think they did. And they did enjoy some of our yak yak, don't you think? So,
yes.
But you know what? I just thank you, Lucia. You have not just done well. You have done so well. I see the Lord smiling. Mm-hmm. And I just see him saying to everybody in heaven, hey, look at my baby girl. She's back too. You are in a place that I see you're never going to go back.
No.
You're not allowed. It's all forward. And I believe from the bottom of my heart, your January 2021 will look nothing like this January 2020.
I believe that. I received that. Yes, so, ma'am.
I love you.
I love you too. Thank you.
Okay. I think we have, let's see. I have not heard from Kim Hewitt. Come on down. Can you catch the phone, darling? Yay. Oh, I don't hear you.
Okay, now I'm on.
Yay!
Hi!
Gosh, my heart is pounding really hard right now. Feel the tears, feel the tears.
Yes.
This has been incredible. And I think my, you know, it's amazing that I think God gave me the word tender for this year for this reason. Because it's been very easy for me to try to put up a hard shell and hide behind these four walls and pretend everything's okay when they're not in certain areas. But and even just the timing of all this is beautiful. He gave me the book Boundaries to read. Wow. And another book called Try Softer. And they're speaking so profoundly to me lately. You know, when you have a fractured relationship with a mom, the big thing is I don't want to live that out with my girls. I can't control her, but I can be there for my girls. And I can be there for other girls that need to know they don't have to perform for God's love. They don't have to perform for my love. They don't have to be duplicitous. They can be real. And another amazing timing of all this is my 13-year-old daughter was sharing with me, you know, her own loneliness. Homeschooling is amazing, but one of the challenges is friendships, finding variety of friendships, and things that you might have interest in. So, you know, part of what I'm confessing is like, wow, my hiding out has hurt you too. Right? Where you could have been, not that, I don't know, we're still working it all out, but trusting the prompting of the Spirit. Like yesterday, I was feeling so sad. And I think it was because he was giving me a taste of how she was feeling. We had a really good conversation. But I'm just through my life, it's been challenging, like a, you know, everybody else. But it's beautiful to look and see how God has worked things out. I see it over and over again. So I know this is working its way out. We're trusting in God's word. That's huge, because I think there's in our churches these days, a lot of people want to discredit the word. They want to just put the word aside and say, well, Jesus didn't come to give us the word. Jesus, you know, we have the Holy Spirit. We don't need scripture. And that's very dangerous. Then you can make the gospel be whatever you want it to be, and you can live anyhow you like. But well, I'm rambling now. All I'm saying is that I just feel like God is opening the door to saying, come on out, Kim. There's a place. Don't be so concerned about not making mistakes, and don't be so concerned about rejection that you just hide. Come out, keep your heart open and tender toward people, and don't think that the Christian walk is supposed to look like you have no problems, because we're all working through something. So I appreciate the timing of all this. I appreciate the ladies that I got to meet through the triads. I appreciate just spearheading this, calling each person out to do the thing that they believe God is. Just taking the time out to say, God, what are you asking me to do? And I'm willing to listen and do it.
I love this. And you know, Kim, one thing I want to just say for you is I saw at the very beginning, I saw that, what am I supposed to do? Can I do it? Is it the time? What do I have? And Kim, you are spectacular. You are spectacular. You're so captivating and so beautiful. I was reading a passage that that will be a theme, and one of the things we have coming up is Come Away, My Beloved, is an event that we've got coming up. And I'll tell you guys seriously in just a few seconds. But the passage of scripture from that, I saw your face. I see you as being that beautiful bride of Christ. And I see him just beckoning and saying, come away, my beloved. I see him calling you beloved. And I see you as just being that person that God has got his hand on you, and he is so there. And I'm so grateful to have you there with me, because you bring beauty and you bring loveliness and gracefulness into my life. And I just want to thank you for that. You are so precious. I'm so stinking excited. Do you know, I was like going, hey, everybody, do you see what she's doing? Because it just excites me. And yes, you are so, your message is so needed. It is so needed. And so, oh, speaking of messages, okay, you guys, I have some surprises. Felice doesn't even know some of this. I'm sorry, Felice. I meant for us to like even be able to say goodbye Saturday.
And I was so upset. I'm like, where's Cindy? And someone's like, she left. And I go, she could not have left without giving me a hug.
I couldn't find you. It was that moment. But anyway, I was like, I have not had enough Felice time. So Felice, we will have to be making a road trip. That's all I can say.
I've got plenty of room. Come see me.
I will love it. Because I need some beach time too.
Oh, right. minutes.
So anyway, before I get to the rewards, I want to tell you guys what God put on my heart. Part of this I think may have been because when we were planning it, I was still dealing with some insecurities of my own of going, can I do this? Should I do this? What are we going to do? I had so many big, big, big plans that didn't even make it to the challenge. And I knew I was going to host challenges about every quarter, and that I was also going to be bringing back my membership, bringing in a membership for those who wanted to be in business and ministry, as well as my Talk Latte Mommy Club. Some of you are probably some of the members of that, because y'all are like, y'all are probably those members. And some of that, you're going to get 6 months of that even free, coming back into it, because I owe you forever for your loyalty and your sweetness and everything. But anyway, in this, God has really, he's made a transfer for me. And you guys are that the reason. And I kind of got to last week, I was going, oh, it's not done. It's not done. I know I set the calendar, and I don't plan on it being like this in future challenges, but even though I set the calendar, have you ever had that moment you go, did I hear God on that one? I don't think I did. So what we're going to do is, one of the things I was really wanting to do a lot more of this last challenge, and it was just kind of like, I was still getting my feet wet, and I was still trying to figure out, how does this look, and what does this look, and try not to drive Felice crazy while she's planning a conference. And so,
by the way, we have another pop-up. It's like,
do we have a pop-up?
No, you were just, it was just like,
I was going, do we?
I was getting those messages, and I was just like going, okay, 12 things just went wrong. Hold on a second, let me get it scheduled. I'm like, I can't be there, because I have to do something for my husband that same exact night. Oh my God.
That's funny. Well, so, I mean, but because of things being, you know, right. I think it's just walking into this place, and I'm so thankful you guys have let me do that. But so what I am planning to do is something that I didn't get implemented into the challenge, but I think it's like that perfect addendum, and it kind of gets us all till Felice has got a challenge in March. I've got a challenge in April. And we've got some things going in March that'll be a little bit different. so anyway, but what we're going to do is called Step Up to the Hot Seat. Okay, let me tell you a little bit about what this is going to look like. And Felice, I promise, you're going to be so proud of me. I'm going to do Zoom. Yay me. I'm stepping out, taking that leap. I'm going to, you guys will get the details. It probably will be later this week before you guys hear everything and we get kind of, and then it's going to hit heavy. So here's what I want you guys to do. Wherever you are, whatever that most important thing is, or like, okay, say some of you have got some things done and you're ready to be on the hot seat and have some things tweaked with it. Go ahead and message me and tell me like when you would be ready to sit on the hot seat and let everybody kind of go over what you're doing. And what I want to do is the vision I had was this being more community-wide, because what I saw in the triads I participated in was there was magic in the room. I mean, what it really was anointing of God in the room, because it's not just, I don't want a community. Those that heard me this weekend, you probably heard some of the things I want in a community. And one of the things I do not want in the community is it being about Cindy. I want it being about you. So one of the things that I think is a benefit is what you know that you can pass on to the others that are here. And even though I offer personal coaching, and you guys, I will give you a coupon. If you want personal coaching, there will be an email go out. That's why I need you on that little list thing. That you need to have five. If you didn't even get all your points, I need that so I can make sure you're on a list so that I can send you coupons. But I've got a coupon for you to have half off of personal coaching if that's something you want. I believe All Things New will do that for you, but I just need to make sure I didn't before. Anyway, I was like, that was in my notes. But if you want some personal coaching, that's fine. I'm here for you. But this is like to get an ultimate personal coaching of sitting in the hot seat. And what I want is for you to bring your questions. You can bring a huge list, but we're going to have you maybe one, maybe two. It depends on if you can please submit your questions ahead so I can kind of judge the timing. If you need a time all of your own, or if we can fit two people in, because I want to make sure that we get everything done for each of you, and don't go shy on anybody. But if you're ready to go for that, say ready this week. If not, ready next week. I want to have these done by the end of when March gets here. And so, but I felt like that there's still some tweaking, still some things where maybe you're going, because I've heard it. I've heard you guys saying, I'm not quite there. Great. This is your answer. And I felt like God just popped it into us. So this is one thing we're doing. Felice is doing a podcast challenge, Ultimate Podcast Challenge, coming up. Tell us about that, Felice, what you're doing.
Okay, so people are home. You may hear yelling in the background, even though I've got big people. Everything just kind of echoes up here. I am going to do a 31-day challenge. So like Cindy said, it's not going to be about me. It's going to be about taking your ideas. If you already have a podcast and want to grow it, great. If you have some ideas and want help in, you know, just not necessarily, I don't want to say the word guiding you in the right direction, but just I'll share with you some things that work. How's that? Because people always surprise me. And, you know, I just know after 12 years of doing this, I have a little bit of, you know, these kinds of things work better than others. And so we're going to go through every step in the process. So there's actually going to be 5 live sessions, because that's just how March works out. And it will be every Monday at 3. I'm going to keep the same slot, and because it works best for me. But then we're also going to have surprise pop-ups, and some of my podcasters who are currently with me now who have, you know, really learned something or have something that they want to share with you, they'll be on, and we're going to have that as well. And then we'll have some techie stuff, you know, like some sessions on, you know, this is a great microphone. I mean, you can see mine in the background that didn't get put away from the conference. And my office is a mess right now. But, you know, and just anything that you guys want help with, you know, I really want to be able to answer your questions. But it's just like, you know, even if you were, like, even Arula didn't even know she wanted to do anything, you know? And so even if you've ever thought about it and just are going to shelve it for another time, if you currently have one and you want help with a certain aspect of it, if you want people to listen and give you feedback or whatever that is. And so another thing we're going to do is I'm going to, see who wants, if you heard me at my conference, I felt like I was being so rude, but I don't do a lot of interviews because it takes a lot of time to promote, as Cindy knows, you know, like when you bring someone in, you're really promoting them. But I am going to see if some of you are you know, have businesses or that kind of thing and want to be on my shows, then we're going to set that up. I might actually even take three of you for one show and we'll, you know, we'll pre-record and then I'll splice it together, the wonders of audio. We'll do some of that too. I'll show you some of, like, there's free stuff to get you started with recording, you know, and if you have a Mac, this is what you do. And if you have a PC, this is what you do. So all kinds of different things.
I love this. And you know what? I have to give you a big yay. You got this. You got this. And you know, I'm here as a resource.
Yeah.
And we are doing something for my list at large. We're going to be doing, and this is a little different. It has not been planned out all the way, but we are doing, I've got everything. It's kind of an email thing. And I'm thinking it might be like a few live sessions, but it's a fitness challenge because I'm needing that personally. And it's a little different than us. And Julie, that would be a good one for you to help me on some. We'll talk about that later. But anyway, I know Lucia is going to be handling some of the food thing. And so we're going to go for some of that too. But here's the one thing I'm really excited about. And I just want to throw this out. We've been talking about, I felt like my main list has kind of suffered because I just come back and some of them have been like, well, don't you love us anymore? And they didn't understand this could be a space for them too. So we are hosting, Lucia and I have been trying to do this how long now? Or at that? We're hosting we're still going to brainstorm this out tonight. Depends on who all wants to participate, who feels called to this. We're doing a online kind of a summit retreat kind of atmosphere, and it's called Come Away, My Beloved. And so if you want to participate, like with your topic, like I think Julie's topic is amazing. I know Michelle's. I'm not going to start naming everybody, but here, if you want to be a participant, here's the deal on this. This is not just being a speaker. I'm personally going to mentor you, and you're going to see like the planning process, the putting everything together process. And here's the cool thing. You'll also have a product that everybody who participates, I'm going to have all the files in a space with you having your links and stuff. The action guide, everybody's going to participate, which is an important detail, right, please? And so everybody's going to participate in this. Here's the thing that I'm so excited about with this. Everybody at the end will have a product that however you want to package it. Lucia and I've already talked about it. She's going to probably do hers, of course, on her website for downloads, I believe. And she's going to put it together as a printed coil bound copy. Look at this beautiful cover she designed. Well, can you see it good? Oh, come on, thing. Oh, I just love technology. Come on, you've got to show my pretty cover. I don't think it's going to do it good, is it?
We could see it when it was further back, Cindy. Yeah, like you had. Right. Okay, now back and then turn it. Yeah, we can kind of see it now.
Oh, well, so excellent.
It's gorgeous.
It is gorgeous. And so she designed that, and I'm so excited. We're going to, you can do whatever you want. You'll have, access to all the audios and everything. We're just going to learn about writing copy that's SEO friendly for everybody to be able to package it. And so if you're needing that signature product, you may even want to just do your part of it. That's fine. We're going to record it. We're going to make it great. And promote you. It's a good accountability to have like the deadline for when you're speaking that you get everything together. So this is just another one of those things of some of you had that as your challenge you wanted to complete, like participating in a summit or an event. This is it. So anyway, okay. So
what are you thinking about doing that, Cindy? I don't think
we are doing that. It's scheduled for the last week of February or that Saturday. I'm thinking the last week from what we were gathering, that would be better.
This mm-hmm. month?
Yep.
Next year.
Yep, this month. This month. you know how I do things. We've already got enough, we've already got much of the things structurally already. And this is actually one of those things that I've been putting into that whole retreat. We opened it up. Lucia and I had looked at it, and it's already planned except for putting on. So I thought that this was a great way for you guys to learn. If you want to learn how what it's like from the ins and outs, if some of you are just saying, I don't necessarily want to record, but maybe I can assist you with some of this, come and learn from us. And so, and Cindy, even if you're on vacation, you may want to get, you could do a preview, like a pre-recorded, or you could just help with some of the other details, promotions. I think everybody could be a part. But let me know, message me tonight. I need to know. So, you know, because we're going to get together and I'll have a planning day this week where we will just hash it out and then everything else is going to be ready to roll. I want to start promoting by the end of the week. And I don't know why we can't. We got everything pretty much ready. And so I'm excited. Okay, so this is what it looks like when you have the Cindy Rushton office that is wide open to you guys. I'm always working on something that is coming up that God's giving me. And then I'm always putting together that finished product. And then I'm always promoting something else. And sometimes I'm doing a couple. Typically every month I'm doing at least two things a month whenever I am in my fullness. And so this month I am going to be doing two things a month. And so I'm determined. We got this. I got this. And most of all, what you guys have probably been waiting all day long for, I've got some results. I want to give you guys just some of the biggest kudos because some of you have really knocked it out of the ballpark. You have, I'm talking about, just blown me away. And hearing what you guys have said, some of you are going to now go back into the remembrance of what each of you have said about what you were up against or where you were or when you started, and it's going to blow you away. So I just want to say, first of all, a big, loud, I am so proud of the following ones of you who have finished one challenge plus 50 points. This means, you get
my bags. I don't even know what I do with them.
You are a finisher, and we are so very, very proud of you for finishing well. And we have got bags that are a tote for each of you. And what else? Look at Felice and her cute self.
I don't know. I'm so pretty.
They're pretty. Aha.
Okay. I thought I had them downstairs, but I have some up here. Here's some of them. This one says, the fruit of righteousness is a tree of life. Proverbs 11:30. All things work together for good for those who love the Lord. My favorite, Romans 8:28. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Philippians 4:13. So I'm going to just pray for each person, and you know, because I'll need their addresses too, because they're going to be mailed.
Yep.
I'm just going to pray and just see which tote the Lord wants you to have. How's that?
That is beautiful, unless you ask for it ahead of time. Okay, so there you go. Here are the ones, and I'll send you this, Felice.
Okay, great.
Here are the ones of you who are, you finished one challenge plus, and that meant you did one challenge plus you had a total of 50 points. Kim Hewlett, come on down. Julie Tomlinson, who left, come on down. She didn't even think she was doing it. Hello. Cindy, come on down. And Mandy and Misty. Lori Seaborg, who started super uber late. Come on, girl. Julie. Betty and Michelle, Orilla, and Lucia. Okay, you guys, all of you are finishers. Come on. Now, I just want to say here, there's some surprise goodies I want. For those of you, I mentioned that April challenge that I've got coming up. It's the Ultimate Productivity Challenge. We're going to talk about a lot of things. We're going to get some things nailed down because some, I cannot tell you how many of you said you needed help getting organized. Julie, how about that one? Uh-huh. This is your challenge. So this is a gift for, and it's a surprise goodie. I got to thinking when I started looking at numbers, started reading some of the things, it just popped out so many times. So I wanted to give this away for the following people who jumped in, but you did not start on time. Okay? You didn't start on time. Some of you started a week ago. And still, some of these I'm about to read just did 50 points, and they were a finisher. I am so impressed. So here you guys are, the ones of you who get this surprise goodie. You get a membership to the challenge in April. And that is Lori C. Borg. Woohoo! Julie Tomlinson, she just left. But she has won this. Y'all, you guys, isn't that great? Mandy Bugard, Kelly, did she leave? I don't know if she stayed or not. There you are, Kelly Madsen.
Yeah, she's here.
And then Lisa Robinson, hello, girlfriend. You didn't know, but you just got a surprise goodie there. And then Lucia, come on down. Okay, here are the people who finished one challenge and they happen to be in the top five. Okay? This means that you guys, you get to receive access to one of the online events that we have going on. Now, if you're in it, you get to pick another. Of course, this doesn't count against you. But you can choose mine, Felice's. We've already agreed on this. So, Julie, come on, girl. You've been kicking it. Betty, Michelle, Orilla, and Lucia. Come on, girls. Y'all are the top five. But just stick with me a little bit. We have three people who hit 150 plus points.
Wow.
Yes. Now, Felice, I didn't ask you ahead of time because we didn't get to collaborate on this. But I think that these three should probably be able to get private coaching from both of us. I know we said either or, but I think that if, you know, you guys want that, no matter when, you're good with that. I think that that's just,
yeah.
So here's the thing. You can pick whenever, you know, you want to hold it till you're crying one night and you say, I am about to die. I need some help, whatever. Just let us know. But these are the three people who earned over 150 points. Michelle, come on down, girlfriend. Orilla, come on. Now, wait. Did we just mention at the beginning of this that Miss Orilla was balancing all these things? Come on, girl. You blew me away. I just so love you guys. And Lucia.
Yay.
How did you – you know what I mean? This is the girl who she did this starting 2 weeks ago. I just want to say, Lucia, there is nothing you can't do in the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Hello. And that also brings me to our top number, number uno one oh, with a great 169 points, 169 points, who wins a one-year membership to the new Stepping Up to the Call group coaching. She actually wins. She actually has access to the personal coaching too. I'm just going to say this, but that's only because I would have, you know, well, here it is. Lucia, come on down. Wow. You are our girl. I want to just say this. I said personal simply because here's why. 2 weeks? Come on. 2 weeks.
I really did think I was behind everybody. I thought everybody was doing so much more than what I was doing. I thought, I got to get this stuff done.
That's amazing. Can you imagine Can you imagine if you really had time or you really had done it for 4 weeks? I wonder how many. Wow.
This girl, just imagine when she steps out of that job. I'm calling it. I think this time next year, you're not going to have the life you had this year, this month. And also that comes with the full set from the Ultimate Christian
if you didn't purchase it, if you did, I'll refund you the money.
Okay. Did you purchase that?
I did not.
Okay, well, praise God.
Thank you. I'm telling you, I'm so impressed. Okay, so here you go. If you want to be personally mentored, you guys, I just have to say, wow. And we will be having another challenge coming up. And so now you know just exactly what you can accomplish and what you can do yourself. And I think a lot of this has gotten a lot of things in place. You have beat through, just like I have. You have crushed some boundaries and some obstacles that were holding you back. So we've got other things coming up. If you want to stay updated on all the things I'm going to be doing, make sure you're following me at cindyrushton.com. I have one list. That's one of the things that I did this time. I compiled everything into one list. Yay me. I'm so proud of myself. Yay, yay. Because I did an email challenge at the same time I was doing challenge with you guys. Want to personally be mentored on speaking at events. That brings me back to our event that we are going to be doing. And it's a crash course, you guys. This is free. If you want to be a part of it, whatever part you play in it, feel free. Just let me know. Message me, email me so I know you. If you've got a topic, you need to pitch it to me so I can see what the topic is and whether you want to go live or if you want to do it ahead of time, whatever we're going to do with it. I am thrilled. One of the things I want, though, is everyone who participates, it's going to be part of a learning experience where I want you guys to help me put together the action guide with your submissions. And I also want for you to be willing to teach and promote, you know. So, I mean, I want you to get the full experience on that. And again, our Stepping Up to the Call group is, this is your community. And I want for you to step up to your call in your community. We need you. We want you there. And we want to help you step into everything God has for you. So, you guys, I thank you so much. Oh, I've got the addresses, Felice. You don't have to do that.
Okay, good.
I've already got everything from the form. If you have not filled in the form, by the way, and you qualify for some of the prizes, it's not too late. It's just to announce it, I had to have it by noon today. But tonight, I'm sending this to her tonight.
Yeah, please, I can get this out. That would be good.
Yes. And so I want to say congratulations to each and every one of you. Everybody's a winner. I'm talking about, again, I go back to those of you who showed up. And I've got people that did not get 1 point. And they showed up and they've been a part of letting God tell them what they were going to be about. And I believe that there is going to be fruit from that. I believe that God has got some amazing stuff he's going to do among us. Just get ready. Don't settle for less. You know, even like, I just want to say this, you guys were going, what about the timeline a while ago? Let me just say this, no lids, no limits, no limitations, no lies. I know how I put things. I haven't put things together quite this last minute. But anyway, the thing is, remember when I did from idea to information product to profitable and very successful business coaching in the month of June, we went from idea, no websites for some people, no marketing, no nothing. They just had an idea or a thing in their heart they wanted to do. And they were marketing it by week 3, all on their own. They weren't having me and Lucia coming up doing a bunch of the admin stuff. And so you guys, if you want a fun ride, this is a fun ride. And we've got a little more than 2 weeks, maybe 2.5.
You know what? This is probably the best timing for me because I'm just thinking, okay, I'll catch you on the next thing because I have a women's ministry breakfast in 2 weeks that's happening, I think, right around the same time. So Saturday morning, I'm going to be doing that as I'm hosting it here in town. I think this is so good because otherwise, Cindy, I would just be saying, I'm going to go to bed and because I need to rest after this conference and just regroup. So this is so good because I didn't even know that about you, that you have other things in the works like that. I had no idea that you do that. So yeah, that's just a, you know, something that I just learned about you.
It's part of that momentum and that's that thing of, hey, we don't stop. And I think I shared that in the conference in one of my sessions that, you know, it's one of the keys. People ask me, how did you do 150 books? Well, it wasn't just the books. It was thousands of articles and audios and podcasts and blogs. I was the number one homeschool blogger for a long time. Now I can't keep up with all you guys. I'm telling you, you got it. I give, you know. But I used to blog every single day too. And did I say I homeschooled? But, you know, I look back and part of the secret to that was and this is part of the obstacle I faced, was, you know, getting all the balls back in the air, keeping things easy. And another thing that goes back to Lucia and I were talking about this particular project, it's just going to be easy. That's the thing. We're not doing it the hard way. And I think for some of you who don't know how to really put a product together, this is a great opportunity to get a crash course. But you also, if you participate, you get a product for your own website at the end of this. We're going to collaborate on everything from the sales letter to the, you know, social media. By the time you get 5-10 girls who are collaborating and maybe participating and everybody submits a cute little social media, whatever, and we all share it, get it out there. You know, maybe somebody here does graphics and wants to do some graphics for us. What everybody brings to the table can be the big thing that makes it all happen in a different, really amazing way. Right. And so I'm excited to see what we can do. And this is not going to be the last thing we do. I've got a million ideas. Trust me, you should see all my ideas. And I love that God has brought me to a place of saying, you know what? We're going to do this community style. There's a lot of things Cindy's doing on her own. Don't get me wrong. But a lot of what I'm wanting to be about is God's really showed me that this is a season where he's called me, of course, to disciple and being, that's what he says in the Great Commission, is to disciple. And discipleship looks like this. I know how to do some things, but in order for me to go up level to the next step, I believe he's bringing people alongside of me who need to know what I know. And to get them into that place where they're able to do what it is that I can do, I teach them and then I walk alongside of them and then they can eventually do it on their own. And then they disciple other people. And we keep on passing this on. There's things I don't know how to do and I want to learn. And I have a feeling they're locked up in some of you. You know it. You take it for granted. You don't think anybody needs this or that. And maybe we do. And there's no way for us to get that out of you unless we are in community, hearing you, maybe sitting in a brainstorm session where everybody's saying, well, I can do that. You know, and we don't have to sacrifice and say we're doing it without this or that. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I'm so excited about you guys and we're going to crush it. And then some of you will be ready to start your podcast March 1st with my darling Felice.
Is it ready yet? No, but it will be.
Hey, you got 2 weeks. 3 weeks. I love you. I love you guys.
Thank you so much, guys. It was so great being here.
Yes. And Felice, thank you. Thank you for the sacrifices of putting up with my crazy.
Oh my gosh. And this will be up on the membership website too. And I think I'll grab the chat and we'll put that up there because this has all the links. So you guys are, we'll just grab it and put it in a Word doc or something. So you guys can have everyone's links. All righty.
You guys, I love you.
Take care. Bye-bye. Yes.
Bye.